الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر وقال أيضا تعالى في مقام آخر فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور صدق الله العظيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. Respected brothers, sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us with the month of Sha'ban. And we are coming closer to the blessed month of Ramadan. Inshallah, after 26 days, those who are fortunate amongst us will be in the month of Ramadan. And if Allah has written our name to go from this world, maybe before Ramadan, we'll go in the Akhir. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for all of us. My brothers, I mentioned regarding Mi'raj in the last Jummah, the topic was incompleted, so I tried to complete it on Saturday. Those who were there were fortunate to learn about it. But today we proceed the virtues of the month of Sha'ban. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran that who is the one who is successful and who is the one who is in total loss. The theory of the humans is that he who has got a lot of wealth, he who has got a good job, he who has got a good house, he who has a good car, he who has good health, a beautiful wife, good children, they are the ones who are successful. This is what we all have in the mind, that this is the name of success. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying something else. فَمَنْ زُحْزِهَ أَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازَ وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. Whoever is prevented from the fire of hell and he gets a certificate to enter the Jannah, وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ, he is the one who is successful. And this dunya is doge ka saman. Dunya is something which deceives you, nothing else. It's like a play, when the film finishes, the drama finishes, when you are watching it, you think everything is happening, it's in reality. But the moment it comes to the end, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاءُ الْغُرُورِ. And who are the losers? إِنَّ الْخَاسِرِينَ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. Those who will be unjust on themselves, they are the one who are the losers. خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَهْلِهِمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَلَا ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْخُسْرَانُ الْمُبِينَ. The biggest loss is in the Akhirah, if one is not forgiven and Allah does not like him. And Allah sends him in the fire of hell. And the mizan will be placed on the Day of Judgment. وَنَدَعُوا الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطِ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ فَذَا تُزْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to weigh our a'mals. فَمَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ فِي جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدُونَ. And if our scale of good deeds will be less, will be light, خفيف, and the scale of the bad deeds will be heavy, then the punishment is fi jahannam khalidun. We will have to stay forever in the fire of hell. So we are coming to the end of the year of our deeds. Like the end of the year is December. According to the Islamic calendar, is a different month. But the end of the a'mals, which is the month of Sha'ban, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to fast a lot in the month of Sha'ban. So he said that dhalika shahrun yaghfulun nas. It is a month in which people neglect. Month of Sha'ban. Baina wa Rajab wa Ramadan, and it comes between Rajab and Ramzan, the month of Sha'ban. Turfau fihi al-a'malu ila Rabbil alamin. It is in a month in which your account is presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So accounts are presented daily as well. Accounts are presented weekly as well on Thursday. And the total account of the whole year, what you have done, either good, either bad, is presented in this month of Sha'ban. وَهُوَ شَهْرٌ تُرْفَعُ فِيهِ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ فَأُحِبُّ أَنْ يُرْفَعَ عَمَلِي وَأَنَا صَائِمٌ. So I would like that when my amal is presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Sha'ban, I should be in the state of fasting. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he increased his acts of worship. Apni ibadat ko is mahine ke andar bara diya. Ramzan ka wait nahi kiya. He did not wait for Ramadan. More compared to the other months, other than Ramadan. Ramadan was the month in which he did the most of ibadah. But after Ramadan, any other month in which he carried out a lot of good deeds was in the month of Sha'ban. And he also increased salawat. Salawat means durood. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. The verse says that we should send salutations to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So he increased salawat. Imam Al-Kastalani and Abu Dhar Al-Harawi, they say that it is the month of Sha'ban when the verse 56 of Surah Ahzab, Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi, it was revealed. Therefore, the scholars have constantly reminded us to further increase in sending the salutations in the month of Ramadan, the month of Sha'ban. And secondly, as you know, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he migrated to Medina. When he used to do his salah, he used to face where? Jerusalem. He used to face Baitul Muqaddas, Masjid Al-Aqsa. That was the Qibla. So Imam Ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi, in Al-Bidayah wa Nihayah, he mentions the majority of the scholars are inclined to the view that 15th of Sha'ban, jisko hum Shab-e-Barat kehte hain, 15th of Sha'ban is also the date when the changing of the Qibla, the direction of prayer, took place. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had the desire in his heart, قَدْ نَرَى تَكَلُّبَ وَجْهِكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ. He used to look at the sky, heaven. قَدْ نَرَى تَكَلُّبَ وَجْهِكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ. Allah addressed him that we see you look towards the heaven. We have certainly seen the turning of your face towards the heaven, and we will surely. So the desire in the heart was that, O Allah, how good it would be if I can face towards the Kaaba instead of Al-Aqsa, I can face towards the Kaaba. So Allah said, we will surely turn you to a Qibla which you will be pleased. فَلَنُوَلِّيَنَّكَ قِبْلَةً تَرْضَاهَا. Then he said, فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ وَحَيْسُ مَا كُنْتُمْ فَوَلُّوا وَجُوهَكُمْ شَطْرَ. So turn your face towards Masjid al-Haram, and wherever you are in the world, wherever you are, you have to turn your face towards the Qibla. So for many months, he used to read the Salah facing the Al-Aqsa. But once he was in Masjid Qiblatain, those who go for Hajj and Umrah, they have seen Masjid Qiblatain. The meaning of Qiblatain is the mosque of two Qiblas. When you enter that mosque, you will see on the wall of the door, the main door, it's written, قَدْ نَرَى تَقَلُّبَ وَجْهِكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ فَلَنُوَلِّيَنَّكَ قِبْلَةً تَرْضَاهَا. Jibreel comes with the revelation during the Salah and ask the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to turn the face towards the Haram. So that Salah was read with two Qiblas. That is why that mosque is called Masjid Qiblatain. So all this blessed significance and events that took place in this month. Number one, which, what did I say? The verse of Surah Ahzab 56, it was revealed in the month of Sha'ban. And number two, the Qibla was changed. They are also considered as forms of encouragement for us to increase performing the good deeds in this month, in the month of Sha'ban, such as waking up for Tahajjud Salat, Qiyamul Layl, fasting in this month, acts of remembrance, dhikr, subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. And of course, making our duas, supplications. Whatever needs we have got. There is no one here in the congregation who hasn't got a need. No one can say, I've got everything. Something is missing. So increase your duas. It is a month in which your duas are accepted. So the first thing in this month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants forgiveness. Although there are many ahadith about the night of 15th of Shaban, Laylatul Barat. But all the narrations are weak. Now when you say weak, it does not mean it's not a hadith. The hadith is there, but the narrator is weak. For example, you are sitting here, I'm talking something. Someone is standing outside after the khutbah, he will ask Brother Islam, what did Maulana say today? So Islam will say according his memory. Maulana is speaking, you are taking the words. But when he goes outside, he can't remember the actual word which Maulana said. So he narrates the hadith which Maulana said, but his memory is weak. And then Zulfikar is there, Iftikhar is there. He is also listening, but he's got ear problem. For example, piaz means onions. Maulana said piaz. In my language, piaz is called onion. And viaz is called interest. So what's the difference? The first one has got pa, and the second word has got wa. Now because Iftikhar, he's deaf. So instead Maulana said piaz is okay to eat, but it's makruh. So now he goes outside and he says, viaz is, you can take interest, but it's makruh. Understand? It's a definition of weak hadith. People are taking on board that weak hadith, you throw it in the bin. No, it's not like that. The hadith is there. So there are more than 15 hadiths of Shaban. But the narrators which are there, they got some deficiency. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi, he traveled a couple of hundred, maybe 1,000 miles to get one hadith. You know, Imam Bukhari has narrated the hadith in Bukhari. It does not mean that are the only hadith which Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi had. Out of 200,000-300,000 hadiths, he only selected how many? 6,700. So does it mean that he threw all that hadith in the bin? No. He wrote another book, Adabul Mufrad. And he compiled the other hadith in that book. The ahadith which came according the rule. See, everybody has got some rule of discipline. So whichever hadith he considered is okay, the narrators are okay. He was not deaf, he was not blind, his memory was okay, he was not cheating. So he went to collect one hadith, just one hadith, for hundreds of miles far. And in those days, traveling was not easy. They used to travel on the camel, the donkey. It used to take 14 days, 20 days to reach. From Makkah to Medina, it used to take 14 days. Now you go in two and a half hours. So the days were different at that time. So when he reached the destination, he saw the person who had the hadith. He was calling his goat. Now the best way to call the animal is to show grass. Those who come from rural areas, they know. So he wanted to actually catch the goat, not feed the goat. So he showed the grass, the goat came, he removed the grass and he caught him. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi, he met him. And he said that, why did you do that? What was your intention? I said, my intention was to catch it. He says, I've traveled so many hundred miles, but I will not take the hadith from you. Why? Because the deficiency was there. You cheated an animal, so if you can cheat an animal, you can cheat the humans by revealing, by narrating a wrong hadith, which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not say. So regarding Shaban, the fasting on the 15th of Shaban, all the ahadith which are, I got all of them here, they are weak narrations. It doesn't mean we throw it in the bin. It's compiled in the book. The hadiths are there. But some of the narrators inside, the muhaddisin, they got a rule. These are the qualities. The person who is narrating the hadith, he must have these qualities. Then we can accept. So, the Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi, he did not take that hadith. But then the muhaddisin, they sat down and they said, there are many hadiths which are not fabricated, which are weak. See, there are two types. One is fabrication. You make it up. As you see in some masajid, on the night of Shaban, they do Shabina Namaz, Salatul Tasbih, with Jama'at. So there is no Jama'at in Salatul Tasbih. It's a Salat in which after every action you read 375 times in one rakat. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. So 300 times in four rakats. It is a Salat which was taught by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala. That if you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forget your sins which you have done intentionally, unintentionally, in the light of the day, in the darkness of the night, hidingly, openly, 10 types of gunas which normally every man he commits. If you want Allah to forgive you, then read this salah. And then he said, read it once in a lifetime. If not, once in a year. If not, once in a month. If you can, once in a week. If you can, every day. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive your sins. So that is glorifying Allah. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. So they got an usul. So Jamaat is for Janaza Namaz. Jamaat is for Eid Namaz. Jamaat is for Vitr Namaz in the month of Ramadan. Jamaat is for all these obligatory Farz Namaz. Fajr, Zohar, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. See, we don't do Jamaat with Vitr every day. We don't do it. But in Ramadan, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did it, we do it. There is Jamaat. But there is no Jamaat of Salatul Tasbih. Phir ek Shabina Taraweeh hoti hai, when people they complete the Quran on the 27th, then on the 28th, 29th, they do the whole Quran. The Hafiz starts the Quran, Isha time, he finishes just before Fajr. And people are reading at the back. So there is no Jamaat for that. There is Jamaat for Taraweeh. There is no Jamaat for that. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whatever he has mentioned regarding Shaaban, the ahadith are weak, but there is an usul. All the muhaddisin, they sat down and they made a usul. Usul means a law. You have to abide by the law. And what is the law? If many ahadith, they get together, which are weak because of the narrators, we can take those hadiths on board. It strengthens the hadith. The weak hadith becomes strong. It is not only one person has narrated. He has narrated. Everybody cannot be a liar. So they said, we can take it on board. When it comes in the field of amal, not in the field of hukam. Amal means koi fazilat hai, koi virtue, if there is a virtue in it, there is some blessing in it, we take it on board. But if there is something in which there is a ruling, hukam, we don't take a weak hadith. So my brothers, the beautiful month is coming. So inshallah, virtues of Shaban, I will mention tomorrow. What I do when my bayan is incomplete, I complete it on Saturday. So that people, when they are thirsty, they come on Saturday and they listen to it. So that's my policy. When I don't complete it here, those who come on Friday only must not think that Maulana did not complete the bayan. I complete it on Saturday. So now those who want to listen, they come on Saturday. So my brothers, we have to abide by the laws. Insha'Allah, if Allah wills, see, I'm using the word, if Allah wills, we are in the first phase of completing our masjid. First phase. When I say first phase, is not total completion. And if Allah wills, we might move to our new building in the month of Ramadan. For that, your duas, we hope you make dua for it. And when we move to the new masjid, I just take 2 minutes. We have to abide by the laws. After so much struggle, after so much sacrificing, all of you, Allah is going to give us something better than we have. So we have to abide by the law. But the first thing is we have to keep our masjid clean. That is very important. So I will just touch to one thing. Most of the masajid, mashallah, they spend a lot of money in putting the carpet. You know, the carpet is cost a lot of money. You won't believe how much it cost. It's not an ordinary carpet. You have to give an order to make a special carpet. Because these carpets are not found in the market easily. You have to give the design and then they have to weave the carpet. So what I have seen, observed, in our masjid as well, in other masajid as well, I got 8 masajid around my house. So I go in every masjid. People, they enter the masjid with dirty socks. For Allah's sake, remove your socks. Put it in the shoes. Enter the masjid and go and make wuzu or go and wash your feet. Do not walk on the carpet with wet feet. See, we all brothers are making sajda. If we walk with that water, it's going to smell. At home, if there a glass of water is spilled on the carpet, what happens if you don't dry it? It smells. So we have to abide by the rules. And Allah said in the Quran, خُزُوا زِينَتَكُمْ عِنْدَ كُلِّ مَسْجِدٍ. When you enter the place of worship, beautify yourself. What does beautification mean? Cleanliness. So we have to be clean. We have to observe by many, many laws. Number 2, there should be no noise in the masjid. There should be peace, quiet. Look, in Masjid Haram we go, Masjid Nabvi we go, alhamdulillah. How much they clean, have you seen it? How much they clean, day and night they are cleaning. They would have left it like that, clean it once a week. So duty of each musalli, if you see anything in the masjid, do it, remove it. Clean it yourself. And couple of volunteers should be there, that after every salat, they make sure the wudu is wiped out properly. If you leave the water there, the marks will come, isn't it? Things which will last for 30-40 years, you will destroy it in 4 years, it will be destroyed. Look at the state of the other masajid. You go in the wuzu khana, filthy. Why? Because cleanliness is not there. And make sure the coats you wear, there should be no curry smell in it. Sometimes I perform Isha namaz here. Wallahi, it's like a restaurant. Wallahi. It's like a restaurant. The whole room is smelling of curry smell. And Allah is saying, خُزُوا زِينَتَكُمْ إِنْدَ كُلِّ مَسْجِدٍ. Beautify yourself. Cleanliness. Don't hang your coats near the kitchen in your house. That is why the smell is coming. The sister is cooking, the wife is cooking, and all the smell is coming. Windows are closed because it's very cold. They're not opening the windows. And some people, they have got the fan still, they don't on the fan. So adopt this cleanliness. Inshallah, we'll talk about it. If Allah wills and we move to the masjid, inshallah, we'll mention it. Make dua, inshallah. Yesterday there were 50 workers working. Today also there are many workers working there. Inshallah, we are on the course. Hopefully, if Allah wants, we'll be moving there, inshallah. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik.